There's one thing that some people find helpful when they go off into the break, when they go into an environment that's challenging to the Torah ideals we live by, and that is having a haven. So a haven could be a home that subscribes to the ideals we live by, but a haven can also be a time and a learning that allows us to escape the place we're in for a moment. Meaning sometimes you could take maybe online shiurim, or probably it's more likely that if you take a sefer that you connect with, sefer that you personally feel connected to, it could be a medrash, it could be Rambam, it could be Mishnah, it could be Gemara you learned that you review, it could be any work that speaks to you. But sometimes you can find your place, and it could be 5 minutes after davening. Preferably we'd say 15 minutes, a half hour, that a person takes where he's on his own. He's in his own quiet place and he's learning. And that can sometimes help a person maintain balance. Meaning when a person is in a different location and all around him he sees things that are contradictory to everything he's been standing for. Sometimes it could be confusing. This Shabbos, I met a friend of mine who's a rabbi in a hick town. They could barely get a minyan on Shabbos. So he told me he needed his 10 or 12 years in yeshiva so that when he's standing in his shul, he's the rabbi of the shul there, or whatever that's worth, you know. there are no congregants, but he's the rabbi. He's trying to get the people to come to shul. But when he's standing there and singing on Simchas Torah at the top of his lungs, and singing Musaf, and he's a lone soldier out there in the wilderness, so sometimes he has to ask himself, am I normal? He looks around him, and everyone else is like looking at him. It's a spectator sport. And he said, the thing that holds him, that gives him strength to keep moving forward, is that he pauses and he thinks back and he says, I was in yeshiva for 11 years doing this with a crowd of 500 people. And all my friends and everyone else thinks this is normal. I'm here in a hick town where they don't know that this is normal, so they're looking at me funny. But I'm doing what's right, they just don't know it yet. And so that's what gives him the strength to keep moving forward. We don't have those 10, 12 years where we're in yeshiva with 500 guys and we're living life this way, and yet we're walking into hick towns and we're not the rabbi of the hick town, and we're walking into places where people who are close to us are challenging everything we stand for. It's not easy. And one of the ways to try and weather the storm is to have pockets of quiet, places where we're not being challenged. Find that you could go to the local library if you don't have a base medrash where you're going. Go to a place that's quiet and serene and have a sefer which you connect to. Maybe it's David HaMelech's Tehillim. Maybe it's talking to the Ribon Shalom. And maybe it's not in shul. Maybe you have a shul, but the place where you can connect to the Ribon Shalom is the library. I had a fantastic experience a few months ago. I went to the dentist, then he told me, I need you to see the shinanit, what's that called, the hygienist. So I said, you know, it's a big trip to get out here to you, and you want me to see your hygienist. When's her next appointment? So he says to me, in 2 hours you could see her. So I said, 2 hours? Gee, okay, fine. But instead of traveling back home and traveling back, I guess it's worth it. Fine. What's the closest base medrash? They tell me 3 shuls in the neighborhood. I go to all 3 shuls. They're all locked. So what am I going to do? I want to learn. I have no place to sit in their office. They have blasting rock and roll. So across the street from his office, he had a coffee shop. So I said, okay, you know, I'd take a bus back home to go to a base medrash. It would cost me 4 or 5 shekel there, 4 or 5 shekel back. A cup of coffee is 10 shekel. I go into the coffee shop. I pay 10 shekel for a cup of coffee. I sit down and I open my Gemara. And I had the best hour of learning that I had in months. Peace, quiet. I never knew you could learn so well in a coffee shop. Guys, I decided I should make a seder of it, to travel out to a coffee shop and learn some Gemara. But it taught me something. That sometimes you can get better learning with in a little coffee shop than in a shul or somewhere else. So you guys are going to places where you might not have a shul. You might not have a base medrash. But find your pockets. have your places of Gan Eden. You know, Rav Kook, when he traveled to Chutz Laaretz, they said he'd have a cave that he'd go into to learn. And he'd learn the works that he wrote in Israel. And he said, over there, I could connect to the light of Israel. When I'm away from everyone else, so even though I'm far and I'm in Chutz Laaretz, but I can connect there, it's Israel. So I don't know if it meant literally a cave or not literally a cave, but guys, find your caves. Find your pockets where you can connect. And if you have those daily, then I think they can help a person maintain equilibrium. Okay.